Okay, ma'am, bear with me just one moment. I'm trying to get in contact with the installer's office and also create an escalation on this because of the gas.
Did you have our, do you have our number here in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, 404-626-1493.
Okay, if we get disconnected, call me back, okay?
Okay, is it, did the gas company, is it install related, the gas?
It, oh, 100%. They put the wrong fitting on. He's here. He's here. He's here now. And they put the wrong fittings on. They suck.
That's not
they
good.
They really suck. No. And okay. Also, they gave us the wrong. I think our refrigerator is sitting in their truck. So you need to get a hold of them and tell them to bring our refrigerator back and let them take this one to the other people.
Okay, sir. I can only
Are you with me?
Yes, sir. I can only
Because I hate to see them go and do the same thing, install our refrigerator in somebody else's house. When
they should have checked
going,
that. Yeah, they should have checked that.
They're from St. Louis. So they said as soon as they do the other job, they're going back to St. Louis. So they're not even going to be here. So that's why I need you to get a hold of them now. Don't you have a way to contact whoever goes out?
I can only send over an email to the installer's office.
You're kidding me. You can't call them up?
I did try to call them up, and I left a voice message.
I know it's not your fault, lady.
Oh, I understand the frustration.
This is pretty poor. So they definitely, there was the wrong fitting on there, and they put some pipe dope in the wrong place, and he's having to replace the gas line. I mean,
that's not good.
No, and these guys knew. So they should. They knew it was when we smelled gas, and they smelled it. They knew what it was. They tried to use a flared fitting, and one that wasn't flared. And so they knew. And I paid.
I'm creating an escalation on this.
I paid them like $300 extra to do stuff above the installation, and there wasn't much to do. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So we're holding now. Why are we holding?
I'm creating an escalation to send over and get this taken care of.
Okay.
Bear with me just one moment.
Where you live today? Make sure we have your name and your supervisor's name or something so we can thank him for this. You're doing a great job. What a nice guy, huh?
Yeah.
Get this kid. She's doing this election. The installation department, they don't answer their phones. All she can do is send them an email. Yeah. So they have no way to contact these guys.
I'm just about done, sir. I just want to make sure everything is done.
Yeah.
Right. So they can get back out there.
At least you give me a free refrigerator for going through, almost killing us with this gas leak. And he put a whole new shut off on it
too. That's great. Okay, bear with me just one moment. I'm gonna try to get in contact with the supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me just one moment.
All right.
See if there's anything else we can do.
Where did the guy go, Kay? Where's the dog? Is he right? Yeah, I hear him. No, I just heard him somewhere. No, but I heard him. I heard the leash. I heard it someplace. Oh, you were right there. Okay, we're just I'm just gonna have to go and grab some meat. I just wanna go grab something somewhere. I don't wanna fix it. I thought we'd just go grab something. Go out and get something to eat. Does that work?
Okay, that sounds good. Sit down and take a break for a minute.
Catch a break on this one.
Two things.
We only got three appliances. Screwed up two out of three. Now I'm wondering if we should put those dishes in the dishwasher. Maybe they fucked that one up too. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it is. We should call the store and ask them. He told me, I forgot, but I told him I wanted his name, and the call supervisor said he did a good job.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, she's not disconnected, Jay. She has the number, though. Oh, wait, I'm not disconnected.
Hello?
Okay, sir, what I'm going to have to do is send, I'm going to have to create a service call since I cannot get in contact with them.
Okay.
For
what
them to come out there.
What are they going to do when they come out? Are they going to bring me a new refrigerator?
Yes, sir. They will have to, they will have to bring you out a new, your correct refrigerator. They should have checked the model number and everything before they left.
There's even a different brand. What they did, they didn't even take the cardboard off the front, which is hiding the brand. So couldn't even check that. Man, these guys are the worst. See, I'm afraid it takes a while to get these refrigerators. And I don't want somebody else to get my refrigerator, and I'm back in line waiting to get one. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do understand. It's just frustrating when you order something, and especially you get the
wrong one.
The wrong one. And then you smell gas. And then that, yes, sir.
You.
Bear with me just one moment. Yeah, you could have gone to bed tonight and if you hadn't noticed it.
Yeah, it's these guys won't respond because they were smelling gas before they left. They should have stayed with it. Okay. Who's the supervisor involved here? I want to call up and complain. Who would I do that to?
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Sure. Okay. Where's our file? Where is our file? Our Best Buy file? Remember they were supposed to put that thing on the wall and go, oh, you don't need that.
Okay, sir, we don't have a manager available. I can get one to give you a call back.
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay.
Who's going to call me, do you know?
No, sir, it would just be a manager, but I have gone ahead and created an escalation, so management will be getting in contact with you.
Okay. What's the telephone number here, like calling you guys?
800-920-8337.
800-920-8337. And so uh-huh. I just want to be sure you've put it in the file for a manager to call me, and you put in made up a new service call?
Yes, sir. I'm putting in a service call for them to...
What's the service call going to do?
They have to come out there and... deliver you the right fridge.
That's what I mean. That's what the service calls for, to give me a new refrigerator, right?
Okay. Yes, sir. And also check out, they got to correct that. Did the gas company correct the problem?
He's here. I think he's trying to correct it now. He's trying to correct it now.
Okay.
But, man, so keep trying. Keep thinking our refrigerator is in the other truck, is in his truck. Okay. Okay. If I don't hear from somebody, I'll just call back this number, the 920-8337.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
What are you, installations? What are you?
That is correct, installations.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I do apologize for all your
yes,
the trouble.
I guess we're gonna have to use this refrigerator because, right? We got all our food out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to until they get yours. That was their problem. Their issue.
Yeah. We don't know. They can't get a hold of the truck. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. This is in your department probably, but they didn't even put the handles on. And they didn't take the plastic off the front. They said, you got to wait 30 minutes to take the plastic off.
No, they should have done all that while they were there.
You don't have to wait 30 minutes to get the plastic off?
I've never heard of that.
I never have either.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Then it would have been our responsibility to put the handles on because there's no handles on refrigerator doors. That doesn't seem right, does it?
No, sir. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Hope you have a good day.
You too, and I do apologize.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome.